Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another Rough Riders Radio podcast production. I'm the host, the Rough Rider. This is our 293rd podcast to date. Today, we're going to do the Trump presidency. It's just like Breaking Bad. Here we go. The Trump presidency is really just a rerun of the series Breaking Bad. Substitute methamphetamines with Trump's jackhammer impulse aberrations, and voila! Trump is freebasing on alt-reality sources of information, such as Fox News News, InfoWars, 4chan, and God knows what. His head is in one gear. Overdrive, virtually nonstop. There's a medical condition known as narcolepsy, a chronic sleepy or drowsy-like state. Well, Trump is on a methamphetamine-like opposite. It's possible his parents were secret meth addicts and just passed it on to Junior. This writer conjectures that Boy Wonder was born into a family of wealth, but whose father wanted a killer and a king, and nothing else. And mom, well, she was really never around much due to medical and ongoing physical issues. This kid is his second grade teacher. And by the time the drunk finishes eighth grade, it's on to military academy for him for the next 4 years. Trump grew up in a Breaking Bad home environment where life was just one big fucking boost. Be a killer. Be a king, a.k.a. what methamphetamines induce or conjure up. Life basically was just one big fucking score. That's all. Nothing more. It was the rush of the score, the meth run, the meth score, the meth high. In Trump's world, it was kill your opponent, adversaries, or be killed. It was be king or be a vassal. In his youth, it was bringing women to his military academy buds. In his father's real estate, or not renting to African-Americans, or suing the bejesus out of every single creditor or lender. Later on, after the Trump Tower went up in 1982, it was being king of the tabloids and the Manhattan chatter circuit to boost your brand and increase your score. It also meant going down in flames with 4, 5, or 6 bankruptcies, but always going for the score, the boost, the meth, the buzz inherent in the pursuit of the next big deal, the next big thing, irregardless of the severe unintended consequences and ever-present dangerous risks. Trump scored, oh yes, and Vladimir Putin was in on it all those years. He saw it all in real time, working in the KGB and becoming the head of the KGB. That's what he's got on Trump. He's got information of Trump's nefarious shenanigans over the years, his nefarious wheelings and dealings and misdealings and dealing with lowlifes year after year after year. The meth lab that Trump fooled around with all those fucking billions of dirty rubles from dirty Russian, Ukrainian, Azerbaijani, Kazakhstani thugs, just trying to unload all their filthy, dirty criminal money out of Eurasia and into safety. Real estate that turned a blind eye. Trump real estate, that is. It's just Breaking Bad, but without fooling around with all that meth shit. That's it for another riveting Rough Riders Radio podcast from the old Rough Rider himself, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but you decide.